Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see everybody here on this Christ the King Sunday. This is the last Sunday in the church calendar year. And next Sunday, as we begin the Advent season, it'll be technically the first Sunday in the new year for the church calendar. But we are so glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome all of you. And I'm sure that many of you have come today because you're looking forward to hearing them and not me today. That's all right. You can laugh. It's okay. But we have gathered together to give thanks again and give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us. And as we enter into this new season, beginning next Sunday, as we remember how he came into the world. But today we're going to continue to give thanks. And so let's begin by standing together and singing our Gloria Patria this morning.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there in our bulletins for our call to worship. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Know that the Lord is God who made us.
The earth, God's people, the sheep of God's pasture.
Let us enter God's house with thanksgiving. Let us give thanks and bless God's name.
For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness is to all generations.
Well, let's sing an appropriate hymn this morning as we think about God's faithfulness and love towards us, and that is Count Your Blessings this morning. 82, if you'd like the hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning and sing with us.
When upon life's billows you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of grace and glory, reveal yourself through our lives and our songs. Shine your wisdom and truth into our hearts this day. Help us to know the hope to which you are called, that we may live as servants you call us to be. In the light of Christ's love we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. You can turn in your hymn books if you would like to. Hymn number 81. We gather together, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're singing the three verses this morning.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastened, hastens his will. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordained. So the beginning, the flight we were winning, thou, Lord, was at our side, and all glory denied. We all do exalt thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou
I'm going to invite our kids this morning, if they would make their way down. We just have a few this morning. I know we still have some that are celebrating Thanksgiving together today. Get, no, there's more. That's this one. The other. So how are you doing? Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Did you eat a lot of turkey? You
didn't
eat turkey?
I did.
Did you eat ham?
I did.
You ate turkey and ham?
I did.
You did? Well, what did you eat? Mashed potatoes? Green bean casserole? Man, what did you eat? You missed all the good stuff. Stuffing?
Noodles.
Noodles, oh, noodles. Oh. Noodles, you like noodles. I like noodles too. Yeah. I know they are good, aren't they? Especially with mashed potatoes. Yes. So, we talked a little bit last week about the things that we're thankful for. Now, today, we're going to talk just a little bit about something else. How many of you like to sing? You like to sing? Oh, look, every one of them raised their hand, David. So maybe we have future choir members here.
Would you like to sing in the choir one day?
Oh, man, I'd love it if you sing with me. That would be a lot of fun. Yes, it would. Yeah, because songs help lift us up, don't they? They make us happy, don't they? And joyful. And so the ladies here that are here today, right there on the front, the three ladies, is the joyful noise. Can make a joyful noise. I had a friend when I was a teenager in the church that I was going to, and he could not sing very good at all. Let me tell you. He knew it, and he would say he could not hold a tune in a bucket or whatever that old expression is, something like that. But he held on to that scripture that says that he can make a joyful noise to the Lord. And so they're going to come and sing in a little while. And I think you guys, are they going downstairs this morning? Oh, no, you're staying upstairs. So you're going to get to hear them sing a little bit. And if you want, maybe they're going to sing some Christmas songs that maybe you can sing along with them or something like that. But singing helps us, doesn't it? Do you like to sing? Okay, let me ask you a question. I might get in trouble here, but have you ever sang along with Barney before? No? How about the Wiggles? Did you ever sing along with the Wiggles?
You're showing your age.
Yeah. What's the latest one? Chase sang along with the Wiggles and would dance and sing. I don't know. What are the recent ones? Is there a show on TV that you like to sing along with?
Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey, yes. Does Bluey sing?
Yes, sometimes.
Oh, he does. Okay. Yeah. Well, guess what? When we come to church, we sing too. Count your blessings, name what I want. Count your blessings, see God has them. Count your blessings. Why is that? What are our blessings? What's blessings? What do you think those are? Food on our tables. Clothes on our bodies. Yes. I know, it keeps you warm. If you didn't have a coat, it would be cold. Those are all our blessings. Our moms and dads, our grandma and grandpas, those are all our blessings in our lives. Even brothers and sisters are. Wait, what are you rolling your eyes a little bit? Yes, you can. Yeah. I know brothers and sisters can be annoying at times, but that's okay. There's still blessings in our lives. Okay? And one day you'll be very grateful for them because you can probably talk to them anytime you want to. Even when you go off to college, you can call them up. And say, Elizabeth, what are you doing? This is Caroline. You'll be able to do that one day. And those are the blessings that God gives us. Okay, you guys can head on down. Back to your seats. I'm thinking about every Sunday. Back to your seats. And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And like we normally do, we're going to share some joys and concerns with you, or allow you to share some joys and concerns with us. And then we will take some time to pray this morning. So maybe this morning you have a joy or concern this morning. Somebody. Who's going to start? Yes. Go ahead.
I have a joy. I have a great grandson. He was born the day before Thanksgiving. And I'd also like to have a prayer for travel for Kathy and Dennis that are coming back home today.
Okay.
And while they were there, my grandson-in-law found out that he has a church that he's going to start pastoring in a couple of months.
Wow, good. Wow, that's wonderful. Yes, thank God. Yes, little new grandbaby. That's always wonderful and time to celebrate. And thank you for mentioning about travel, because I know we have a few other folks that are traveling today, and so we definitely want to keep them all in our prayers during the holiday season. Somebody else, I saw. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. So we want to remember Mary Sue this morning
And yes, and that, boy, that just throws everything out of whack when we get that, because sometimes we don't always know right away. And so we want to remember Mary Sue this morning. Somebody else? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. And we know the Lord knows that unspoken need there this morning. Somebody else? Yes.
Roger Motter has been passing out. And so he's been in and out of the hospital. They kind of stabilizing at the hospital, sending home, but they're not finding out
what's going on.
And so he needs prayers for them to find out why this is happening.
Yes. So we definitely want to pray for wisdom there for Roger and the doctors and that for sure. So, yes.
I also have another one.
Go ahead.
Julie Everett had just got done with surgery, and she's kind of dealing with, she's my niece, great niece, dealing with depression and everything. She was a teacher's aide at Fletcher for a while, so some of you will know her.
Okay, well, we want to remember Julie and lift her up to the Lord this morning. Yeah. A couple others.
Unspoken.
Yeah. Another one. Yeah.
I have two. One I have, one I'm thankful for is I got to have my entire family together for Thanksgiving, and that hasn't happened in years. So that was really nice. And I would like an unspoken, please.
Okay. All right. So we know the Lord knows those. Yes.
Pursue art.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. She texted me this morning. She got that coughing thing. Remember, I had that for like a month. And yes, and said she thinks I should not come this morning. So, and who? Oh, yes, yes, thank you. Yes, definitely want to continue to pray about that, and that'll get continue to be worked out there. And so, yes.
Jason, my sister, you know, she has cancer. And she had gone to the doctors. And now they want her to go over to Columbus to the James thing over there to get another opinion.
Okay.
But she does have cancer. It's behind the wall of her heart.
Yeah. And that's Shirley. And she wasn't on. Did I get her on this one? Okay, good, good.
Sharon.
Oh, sorry, Sharon. Okay, Sharon, thank you. Yeah, definitely want to keep her in our prayers, and yes, there.
Yesterday we had Thanksgiving, and I got all four of my great granddaughters together.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yes.
Four of them.
That's a wonderful thing, yes. Yeah, yeah. He's got even great-grandkids, too, so, yes. But it's good when, you know, that's so true. Some of them said when we were able to get a Nancy said, when they can all get together, because sometimes it doesn't always work out every year. Somebody else? Yes.
Just keep Mom in your prayers as she goes Tuesday for our biopsy.
Yes, you said Tuesday she'll find out?
Tuesday she goes for it.
Oh, okay, sorry. I got ahead of myself then. Okay. Yes, definitely want to keep Bonnie in our prayers as they're going to be doing the biopsy. I think I saw another hand. Yeah.
Unspoken,
yes. Somebody else? You want to go ahead and share or you want me to? Go ahead.
My Uncle Jack Brownywell passed away this morning. They're up in Maine, so just
Yeah, for the Brownywell family, appreciate your prayers for that. I'm not sure how long he pastored. 40 years? Yeah, 40 years he pastored. And we're going to miss Uncle Jack. And somebody else? Yes.
Yeah, Linda and I are thankful that my father-in-law, Harry, was able to come up with us to Toledo to visit with on Thanksgiving. Visit with his grandsons, granddaughters.
Many of them. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yes. What a blessing. What a blessing. Somebody else. Yes.
Unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay. Several of those today. Anybody else this morning? Appreciate your prayers for Dex, his parents. He had Wednesday, he had to go to Columbus because his dad went into the emergency room. And then I got a text yesterday that his mom had a gallbladder attack and was in the hospital. The last I heard, they did rule out having to do surgery. So they're treating that. But he'd appreciate prayers, especially for his mom. And I threw his dad in there since he was just at the emergency room on Wednesday, too. So appreciate your prayers for his parents. Anybody else before we go to prayer this morning?
I think we should pray for troops that couldn't be home for Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. And that's something I think we often do, but she's asking for prayers for troops that are overseas or even in the States that sometimes can't make it home for Thanksgiving, and that's always sometimes hard, but that's part of the service that they give to our nation, and we are grateful for that. So I want to lift them up today. Anybody else then? Before we go to prayer, lots of needs there, and so as she plays here for just a little bit, maybe quietly there in your seats, if some of those names or maybe some a need that you couldn't mention that you would like to just lift up quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. Our gracious God, as we pause today, we give you thanks for all of your gifts that you bring into our lives. First of all, we're grateful and thankful for the ability to work and have jobs and to make money and to be able to help, to be able to provide for our lives and our living. We're thankful for all of those things, for the daily food, for our health, for each breath we take, for the freedoms that we have. We're thankful for the gift of your word, the power of your Holy Spirit, your grace. We're thankful for your love. We're thankful for Jesus. And Lord, we're especially grateful and give you thanks that you suffer with us when we are suffering. And so we pray for those that have been mentioned today that are suffering, that are hurting, that are in need and in various ways. Lord, we pray for Bonnie, Lord, as she goes in for biopsy on Tuesday. We just pray that there'll be a good report that will be as the result of that. We lift up Dex's parents, mom and dad, and pray for your healing strength and grace for them. We lift up Mary Sue this morning with this infection, asking for your healing touch for her. We pray for Roger this morning, who seems to keep passing out and they're not sure. We just pray for wisdom for the doctors. We pray for guidance. We pray for healing. Lord, we pray for Julie this morning as she's recovering from surgery, God, but is facing some depression with that. We just ask that you would just fill her heart with your peace and your love and your joy today. We lift up Sue, Lord, and we pray for your healing touch for her. We pray for the Sharon this morning who's battling cancer, and Lord, they're concerned about what the direction to go in, and so they're going over to Columbus. We just pray for your guidance and wisdom. We pray for healing and your grace and faith to be with her during this time. Lord, we think about the hostage situation that's going on there with the Israelis and other countries, and then with Hamas. We pray, Lord, that you will grant grace in that situation, and that they would fulfill their word and release those hostages as the Israelis make amendments and carry out ceasefires and different things during that time, God, that can be resolved in the right way and lives can be saved because of it, Lord. Lord, we think about those traveling, and we just pray that you will continue to watch over them, give them traveling mercies. Many of them may be returning today back home from the holidays, and we just pray for that. Lord, we lift up our troops, especially those that were gone and were not able to see their families or their spouses or their children during this time. We just pray for your grace and strength for each one of them, that you continue to watch over them. We especially think about many of them that are in the region of the Middle East and close there to Russia and Ukraine, helping out in those various ways. And we just pray that you'll just watch over them and keep them safe. Lord, we pray for the Browniewell family with the loss of that loved one. We pray for your grace and comfort today. And Lord, we do think about those, especially as we've been lifting up the situations in the Middle East and between Ukraine and Russia. We think about those that are suffering through these times, and maybe their lives have seemed to be shattered by the war and the disaster. We pray that you'll reach out and bring healing and comfort and peace, Lord. And God, we just ask that you would grant your peace and strength to those that need it especially today. May your light of your presence shine in their lives and touch them and renew them. And Lord, we think about each one of those that were mentioned today with the unspoken needs, or maybe others that could not mention the need today. Lord, we pray that you will meet that need and only the way you can, and that you would grant your grace and your peace today as we thank you that you are the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. So we trust you today. We ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. And Lord, as the ladies come in a little bit and sing and share the music of the season, we just pray your blessing upon them and give them your confidence as they are a blessing to us today. And send us forth into this week that we might be a blessing to others. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us and joining us in prayer. Well, now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we want to thank you so much for your faithfulness and how God continues to use our community of faith to be a blessing, not only here, close by, but also around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. let's join together there for our prayer dedication in the bulletin this morning. We offer these gifts to you, O God. Use our choices and actions as food and drink, clothing and shelter, kindness and compassion for those in need. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Just before the ladies come to share in song with you, I'm going to share one of our scripture readings for today. It happens to be the Thanksgiving lectionary psalm, which is Psalm 100. And if you'd like to follow along there on the PowerPoint, you can. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before Him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His own pasture. Enter His gates with thanks. Enter His courtyards with praise. Thank Him. Bless His name. Because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. That is God's word for us this morning. And may God add His blessing to the reading of the word today. Well, I'm going to go ahead and invite the ladies on up. And they're going to come. I'm going to help them out here by moving a few things as they share with us.
We don't do choreography, obviously, very well. So.
That I'd like to see.
Nope, you wouldn't. Remember that part where you said, feel free to laugh? Feel free to laugh.
We have some moving stands here, too. Well, it's good to be with you this morning, and we appreciate being able to, as we enter Advent season just this next week, to share with you. We hope that you'll know some of the songs that we're going to sing and sing right along. I know some of you did the last time we were here, and we love that. And we would have loved to brought our entertainment from last night. Some of us were at Point of Grace concert. We would love just brought them to you today. That would have been awesome for all of us. But that really kicked off our season in a beautiful way. So we're just grateful to share some time with you today. And again, please sing along. We have all kinds of different music, so something should sound familiar to you. So.
Hallelujah, oh, all the angels.
Well, many genres to music, so we hope that you'll enjoy this little turn on Go Tell It on the Mountain.
And if you know the words, if you don't know the words, go ahead and sing with us.
You'll know the words. It repeats several times at the end. But there's no good fade point.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold you at the heavens, they showed a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain,
come on,
over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. Shepherds fear and tremble when low above the earth.
Don't do choreography.
Down in the lowly manger, our humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Two more times.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
One time.
Go tell it on the
mountain,
over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
I kept thinking, I wonder if our organist can play this hymn that fast on one of these Sundays.
Don't hurt me.
Oh, it has to find it. It's a
for you.
Wow.
That's Tom Kirk for you.
Not what you know, too, you know, right?
It always has a mind of its own.
So we call ourselves Joyful Noise, as you know, and we spell noise a little funny because...
We are a little funny.
Because a little funny. But it doesn't matter to God how it all comes out. It's all joyful to Him. So please sing along, smile, clap, do your thing.
Over mountains and valleys He led them each night, a star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoice when they saw the star. the star. They rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy.
Wars were
my grown-up Christmas list. What is this illusion called the innocence of youth? Maybe only in our blind belief can we ever find the truth.
You clearly know the words. Sing out loud with us this time, okay? You guys seem really good. You can go with us anywhere we go. Remember these for a reason.
Find it?
I did.
Oh, good.
They were in order when we practiced in the car. I don't know what happened. The time warp from the parking lot did here.
Travel.
Ready for a good one? Yeah, forever? Someone fell asleep yet? This lady right here in the denim jacket knows every word of every song that we've sung so far.
Oh. You do a pretty good job reading your lips too, so.
Oh, I look this way. You got.
I know. I'm just trying to. It's interesting to know that this is the last Sunday of the church calendar year, because this last song that we do is from the little baby boy all the way through to the crucifixion. So I know you'll know the chorus, and I know you'll want to sing along with us as you can. So,
I
so
please do.
Hallelujah.
much for having us. You guys are wonderful. So we appreciate
thank you
the
guys so much.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We appreciate so much you coming. And thank you for singing Breath of Heaven. Every time that begins, I start crying right away because I know what's coming. Thank you. Well, take just a moment, shake a couple hands right close to you, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our little chorus there, Praise the Name of Jesus. So shake a hand or two, and then we'll go ahead and close out with Praise the Name of Jesus. Number six, if you're able to stand and we'll sing it, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Sing it again. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, let's join together for our benediction this week. Let us pray for the lost, care for the wounded, and extend mercy to all. Go in the grace and peace of Jesus Christ. Amen.